Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it helps, Tolos, if you like and follow the Fan Upstate on our social media pages, because Diesel and I are going to give you our score predictions for South Carolina LSU, South Carolina Virginia Tech, and Clemson LSU. Try that again there in just a few minutes. But if you like and follow the Fan Upstate on Facebook at the Fan Upstate, you can see those predictions there. I just posted them like 15 seconds ago. So make sure you go like and follow the Fan Upstate on Facebook and make your predictions on that post as well. Want to hear from you on this Thursday, 844-326-3663, in terms of what your predictions are for both in-state teams this weekend. Reminder, Tolo Takeover at 5. I don't know why. I all of a sudden thought 6 for a second, but Tolo Takeover at 5. Diesel, do you have a gripe that you're going to reveal to us in an hour from now?
I do. I have a big one.
I'm ready.
It's bugging
I'm
me.
I'm excited.
And it's going to cost me money, so that's why I'm mad about it.
Yeah. Rob Brown gets his upset pick in halfway on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. Rob Brown of the Rob Brown Show. The best morning show on your radio on the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, Diesel going Florida State. Are we shocked by that? Before we get into these predictions,
no surprise. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know why Rob would have any affinity for Florida State.
You don't know why?
No. Also, his pick is invalid because it just says FSU plus 13.5. Rob Brown. Rob, you've been listening to this show for how long? You know the rules. We need the name, the game, and the spread, as in the whole game, as in Florida State, plus 13.5 yeah. against Alabama.
Mark Yellow Ducks gets in, and he says, my pick is also Florida State plus 13.5 over Alabama. That's a trendy one today. Tolo, Jay Butane, is going with his predictions. We'll get to that in a second. Tolo, Jay Butane's on it quick, man. Before we even came back, he's already shooting us his predictions for the two in-state teams. So, Tolo's get to that as well. Hurricane Jeff going Toledo in the points over Kentucky. How about that? Susan R. takes LSU plus 4.5 over Clemson. Ty Duncan, 864, goes LSU plus 4.5 as well. The Gridiron Guru goes Syracuse plus 13.5 over Tennessee. Texter asked, how do you sign up for fantasy football? Well, here's the deal with that. JV brought this up too. Both leagues are full. However, if you Tolos out there, if there are 8 to 12 Tolos who are not yet in that want to be in, that text the show and let us know that you still want to be in, I'll create a third league. But no reason to create a third league if there's only going to be a few players. But if we have enough, I'll do it. That's great. That's no problem. We'll do a third league. But I've got to see the interest on the text line. I know we've got like 2 or 3 right now. If we can get it like to 8 to 12, maybe we might can do it. Diesel, did you see the one, the only Dan B got his in UCLA plus 5.5?
I did see that. Dan B.
That's the one to pick then.
Good choice.
How about
Dan?
It?
Well, Dan was awful at this challenge last year, though. So maybe it's not such a great choice.
Nashty also went LSU plus 4.5 over Clemson.
Dan, where's Jess's pick?
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about Jess. Just Jess. Gold Rush going Coastal Carolina, 11.5 over Virginia. All right, Tolos,
Virginia's
let's get into
very beatable.
It. They are. And I think that could be a sneaky good game, by the way. Let's get right into it in this very segment. Again, I just posted our predictions on Facebook at the Fan Upstate. We want to hear your predictions there as well. But for those listening, phone lines, Hub City Spartanburgers text line is open. at 844-326-3663. Our official score predictions for Clemson, LSU, South Carolina, Virginia Tech. Diesel, which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with Clemson, okay. LSU. We spent a lot of time in the first hour talking South Carolina with Jordan Kay. If you want to go back and catch that again, you can do so on the free Odyssey app, by the way, and on the iHeart app. We are everywhere you get your podcasts. Let's start with Clemson versus LSU, though. I really like that 3.5-point spread. I think it's going to be a close football game. This is probably the most talented team Clemson has had in a long time, and it may be the most talented team they have in a while because there's a good chance that a lot of these players go off to the NFL at the end of this season, and it may take them a year or two or three to kind of rebuild back to this level. Yeah. You know, it wasn't that long ago that Clemson was this good year after year after year, but obviously we know that this team is so laden with junior and senior talent that's probably going off to the NFL. I got Clemson winning this game, but I don't have them covering the 3.5-point spread.
Wow.
I have Clemson winning this game 31-28, a flurry of scoring starting maybe in the second quarter, maybe a slow start, but I think these two teams are going to be throwing haymakers at each other for three quarters.
So it's interesting. You're going 31-28 Clemson over LSU, a very, very close game there Saturday night in Death Valley. I, Diesel, could see LSU coming out in this game and jumping up on Clemson, maybe 7-0. Maybe even, like, let's say 10-3, something like that. I do think we're going to see several field goals by both teams in this game, Diesel. I think both defenses are going to bend, but not necessarily break. So I think field goals are coming. I think field goals are going to be something that we see from not only Clemson but also LSU. And you know, I could see early on. I was thinking about this morning with both defenses. A lot of newness, obviously, with LSU. I could see LSU jumping up like 10-3, right? 10-3 LSU has a lead. Maybe we're going midway through the second quarter. But I think at some point, Diesel, I don't know exactly when, but I think at some point Clemson explodes. I think they have a big quarter, maybe a 21-point quarter, where they kind of just seal the deal in a way. I, Saturday night, am predicting official score prediction 31-17 Clemson over LSU.
And are you seeing more like straight-up scoring or scoring off of turnovers, pick six, fumble, scoop, and score, that kind of thing?
I just don't see Clemson turning it over a whole lot in terms of what happened Saturday night. Could Garrett Nussmeier turn it over? I could see that. I could. He was, I don't want to say turnover happy a season ago, but I do think he had a few more interceptions than they would have liked to in 2024. So I could definitely see Garrett Nussmeier throwing the ball to the orange one time in this game. I honestly don't think you're going to see a ton of turnovers. And I say that, and there will be 9 turnovers on Saturday night, right? It'll be the most turnover-heavy game in the history of college football now that I say that. But I do think that you're going to see two good defenses. I do think that you could see LSU come out early with that. I know it's at Clemson. I get that. But I do think that LSU is going to come into the game Saturday night with a little bit of chip on their shoulder, right? It doesn't matter if they're playing on the road or at home. LSU is going to bring it. I remember being in Atlanta back in, 2012, 2013, when Clemson LSU played in the postseason. Taj Boyd, the infamous 4th-and-17. It doesn't matter where they play. They always bring that swagger, right? That's just a part of their program and their culture. So, like, I could see that coming into the game early, LSU having a big play, jumping out, like I said, maybe 10-3. But I do think at some point in the game, Diesel, I do think Clemson's defense will settle in, and I think once they do settle in, that'll be pretty much all they wrote. Again, if they can settle in and Clemson's offense can have a big outburst like I talked about, I've got them 31-17. That's winning and covering the spread pretty good.
Did you see the quote? I don't know exactly when it came out, but obviously it's been within the last week or so. Steve Spurrier was on a podcast, and they asked him about this football game, and he goes, well, to be honest, I haven't paid a tremendous amount of attention to this game. They asked him about the real Death Valley. And he's like, well, you know, we played pretty well at LSU. I think they were 5-1 or 4-1 during his tenure at against LSU. And he said they weren't quite as good on the road at Clemson while he was at South Carolina. But he made fun of Brian Kelly for saying that LSU was all in on this game and that Dabo Swinney should have come out and said, oh, okay, well, I guess we're only going to go half in.
It's interesting because I do think that the narratives have been obviously circulating with LSU really making it a point of emphasis for this game, right, on Saturday night. And look, I do buy into the LSU hype of them being ultra and uber talented, Diesel, but the reason I'm picking Clemson ultimately to win the game and win comfortably is that we've talked about it a lot this week, but I think Clemson's defensive line is going to keep Garrett Nussmeier uncomfortable. And that doesn't mean record 8 sacks. I really believe that there's a lot of plays that happen within a game where they don't translate to the stat sheet, but you look back and watch the film and think, man, how big of a play was that? How big of a push was that? And I think when you talk about Parker and Woods on the outside, I think those two are going to make Nussmeier more uncomfortable, Diesel, than I think the defensive line of LSU will make Klubnik uncomfortable. And for that reason, I think at some point they settle in, and I think Cade and those receivers, I think you said it, they might get off to a little slow start. I don't know. It's going to be – that atmosphere is going to be insane.
So what you're telling me is we're not going to see empty corners in the upper deck?
I don't think we'll see.
It's going to be stuffed to the gills?
I don't think we'll see. I'll tell you this. I'm going as a fan, and I hadn't done that in a while. The past – you know, several Clemson games I've been to, I've been as a media member, right? And I'm going as a fan, and we're going early. We're getting there early. I totally expect that place on Saturday to be wild, rowdy. I don't even know, and I know there was some Tolos in the stream who were talking about going as well. JB, one of them. Some Clemson fans making their trip. I don't even know what too early is on Saturday. Like, the game's, what, 7:30? That place by lunchtime, I think, Diesel, will be pretty wild.
You might be better off parking along I-85 and walking in, to be honest.
It's going to be wild, man. It really is.
Have you ever seen the old photos of Woodstock when people's cars were parked down the road for miles?
Yeah.
And they were walking in? You might have to do that.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. Before we get to South Carolina, I believe I've got enough Tolos. I think we've got a few Tolos that won in the third league. So what I will do while you Tolos are interacting, we will do a third league. We've got League 1, League 2 already full. Again, this is fantasy football we're talking now. The draft is set for Sunday night, so I will open a third league like right now. But if you want in, I need you to text the show with League 3 or want in and you haven't joined the league already. I'll probably put this one at 8 or 10 teams for those Tolos out there. The other two are at 12. If I can get 12, we'll do 12. But text the show at 844-326-3663 if you do want in. Now, Diesel, on the flip side of things, Sunday in Atlanta, you and I will be there. Mercedes-Benz, a big opener for two programs going, in my mind, in two totally opposite directions in terms of their trajectory, right? How do you see this one going Sunday?
I think this one might take a little time for South Carolina to get cooking, but by the second half, this team is going to be firing on all cylinders. I think I'm not going to say they blow them out, but I don't think it's going to be particularly close. I've got this game, South Carolina winning 27-17. I think Virginia Tech and Kyron Drones is going to be a little better this year than he was last year. But what does that amount to, right? They're going to score on a relatively inexperienced defense, but I don't trust them to drive the field and score, get it in the end zone three times. Two touchdowns and a field goal, that might be all that Virginia Tech's going to muster in this one. But South Carolina's bigger, they're faster, they're just more talented across the board, even if they are depleted from where they were last year. I think the South Carolina team's going to win it fairly comfortably. Again, 10 points is not super close, but I think that's how they'll get them.
You know, I think this one's interesting when you look at South Carolina, Virginia Tech, and Tolos. Let us hear your official predictions on South Carolina VT. We've got some on the text line that we'll get to in just a second. But I don't disagree with you. I obviously have South Carolina winning over VT. But I just don't know that it's like a electrifying, sexy game. And I know South Carolina fans don't want to hear this, but I don't know if Sunday's game is going to be really entertaining. I think South Carolina could score three touchdowns, like one per quarter maybe, and then maybe score one late, maybe two in the third quarter. I've got South Carolina around 28 points on Sunday, and I've got Virginia Tech around 14, 17, somewhere around in there. I've got 28-14 as my final score, but I could also see – you had 17 – I could also see 28-17 as well. So you and I are really, really close in terms of what we think the final score is going to be. I just don't know if Virginia Tech has the firepower. I think Dylan Stewart's going to come in early and set the tone early for the Gamecocks.
You know, I could see Virginia Tech getting the ball with a minute and a half, 2-3 minutes on the clock at the end of the first half and not being able to drive the field and get it in the end zone, sort of stalling out. They'll be able to get it across the 50, I think. I don't think it's going to be a problem for them. Maybe get it down to about the 30 and then have to kick field goals a lot on Sunday.
Texter says, this is JT and Greer. He says, I think South Carolina wins in a close game, 24-17 on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. Let's see here. Texter says, I just hope the Gamecocks game doesn't come down to a kick to win because I don't think I'm ready to see our new kicker be put in that high pressure of a situation. It's a good point. Let's see here. Texter says, Virginia Tech plays a lot of one-possession games but have lost most of them recently. I'll take the Gamecocks in a close win as well. Let's see. A lot of fantasy league text coming in. I will get you that link during the break. Let's go down the text line, and I think that's all the predictions for now.
We got a bunch of upset picks coming in. Love it.
Here's what we've got. On the text line right now at one time, we've got upset picks, fantasy league, and predictions. It is a cesspool right now on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line.
We got John Rhodes taking Florida State plus 13.5 over Bama. We got MD75 rolling with you, Cole, taking Florida Atlantic over Maryland.
Who?
Yeah, Coach AJ wants Sam Houston over UNLV. That one's paying out 9.5 points. Let's see, Tolo Keith and Fountain Inn. Keith, come on, man. You can't believe that this is going to happen. He's taking Western Illinois plus 45 over Illinois.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Unbelievable.
That's going to happen.
And you know what? Twisted Whisker, you're banned. You're banned from the challenge.
No.
Twisted Whisker says, give me Charlotte plus 5.5 over App State, who still haven't named a starter, by the way.
Man, he's going against your Mountaineers, huh?
It's going to be A.J. Swan, the guy that transferred in from LSU.
Yeah.
But Dow Loggins playing it close to the vest here.
We're getting a lot of upset picks in. Mm-hmm. Carolina Cowboy, Tolo JWM. Let's see. Michael from Gaffney, you mentioned. John Rhodes, Diesel, JT and Greer. I don't know what we're at in terms of breaking 60. What did we have yesterday? 61, Diesel?
We had 61 yesterday.
I think we're going to blow that out of the water today. We're only an hour and 20 minutes into the show, and let me throw out a guess.
Of where we are right now?
Yep, where we are right now, just today. Not total, just today.
Just today.
Okay. I'd say I'm going to guess just today. We're at 30 just today.
We started with number 62.
Okay.
We're at 93. So we got 31 so far, and they keep coming in. So I'm adding I'm adding Dewey in there. He's taking that's not his upset pick. That is just a score prediction.
Dewey goes.
I did add Tolo JWM, who's taking Toledo plus 9.5 against Kentucky.
And T-Ray also. How about that?
Gotcha,
Buffalo,
T-Ray.
17.5 over
that's
Minnesota.
That's what I went with, T-Ray.
Dewey's Gamecock prediction, for all those out there wondering, 27-6, South Carolina over Virginia Tech. So if that ends up happening, I'll laugh. Because Dewey would be the one to get it right, right?
Texter says, I'll eat my shoe if Western Illinois beats Illinois. Can we quote you on that?
And get it live on the air?
Can we quote you on that, sir, who didn't put their name on their text?
That's great.
That's interesting. Tolo puts down a gauntlet that says, I'll eat my shoe. All right, we'll get you a steak knife. We'll even get you some A1 sauce if you want it. Or if you're one of those weirdo Heinz 57 people.
What happened to you, really, like your digestive system if you ate a
piece of shoe leather?
No. I mean like a whole shoe.
A whole shoe? God, you'd choke on it. Like you.
Well, what if you cut up into small pieces?
You'd have to go to the hospital. You'd have to go to the hospital and get his stomach pumped. Because there's no way.
Jersey Joe on Facebook says, "Hey Cole, with your thinking that Clemson's going to win, you need to play Dream On by Aerosmith.
Dream
go Hokies."
Joe's
not confident in Clemson. He's also picking, as he said, Virginia Tech over South Carolina. How about this? Jersey Joe going against both in-state teams this weekend. He's picking LSU, and he's picking Virginia Tech. Dan B. on YouTube says, pretty sure the W I'll pick is the largest spread ever picked in the challenge. How about that? Let's see here. Play-by-play, JB. Yeah, we did. We got yours earlier in the show. Brandon and Spartanburg getting his in. Leprechaun of Lyman. Oh, that's him. That's
he
Leprechaun.
He says, "Hiddly-hoo, I'll eat my shoe."
He's the one that says, "I'll eat his shoe." How about that?
Okay, I mean, you know, you marinate it for a while. You put it in the smoker. Cook it slow.
Oh,
low
gross.
And slow. That might it might tenderize
so
up a little bit. And it might be edible. Cole, let's do this. When we come back, you got me yesterday. I came in with full confidence that I could win and be really good at the Name That Fight Song Challenge, and I sucked at it. I mean, I was flat out embarrassed for my family how I did. Well, today I'm going to turn it around on you, and we're going to play a little game called Where Did These NFL Greats Play Their College Ball? That's next on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I brought shame upon my family crest yesterday, Cole. And a devious little game you sent my way called Name That Fight Song. And I thought I could pick these fight songs out of a lineup, and damn it, I was wrong.
It was funny, though.
I was terrible at it. And, I mean, I've never claimed to be a South Carolina Gamecock fan, but in no way, shape, or form can I ever show my face in Columbia again because I didn't recognize the South Carolina fight song. And a lot of Tolos were very upset.
That was the best one. By the way,
I was struggling. It's like, you know all these songs. You know these fight songs, but you just can't pull it out of the ether and the gray matter in the back of your brain.
Since you brought it up, not to make you feel even more embarrassed, but I did create a promo out of the South Carolina one for you.
Oh, come on.
It's funny, though. Here
Dude,
we go. It's funny.
I'm going to get death threats for this. Yeah, a little jab at the end.
And there you go. That's pretty good right there. So you'll never be able to live that one down, not knowing the fight song.
Yeah, and this is going to be one of those ones. The industry term for it is evergreen, which means you probably did not set an end date
for
when this thing can't play.
Death.
So, yeah, it's going to be playing
forever. By the way,
forever.
I have ESPN.com pulled up on my screen right here. That's what I'm looking at. That way, there's no cheating.
Okay.
This is fair. I'm looking at ESPN.com right now, the wire-to-wire fantasy league that I'm going to be sending the invite to. So on the rundown, I'm not looking. If you see me looking this way, I have it nowhere pulled up.
Okay, good. So, and by the way, we just got an upset pick in from Bossman Fat. Bossman Fat, make sure when you send your pick in, you put the spread in your pick as well.
Oh, I love
you gave
that
us your name,
though, yeah.
You gave us the game, but you also got to give us the spread.
It's a great name, by the way.
It is a great name. So I appreciate you getting your pick in. That puts us right now at 97 picks. And I would love for us to get to about 120 today. That would give us 30 more to hit our goal of 150 by the end of the show tomorrow.
And again, Tolos, while we're doing this game, I will literally be sending the invite to you, Tolos, who texted in for the wire-to-wire third fantasy league. If you just tuned in, I'm opening a third league. If you want in, text the show and I'll send you the link. But Diesel, now the floor is yours.
All right, here we go, Cole. The game is, where did this NFL star play their college ball? Most of these guys, most but not all, and I try to make this hard on you.
This is going to be tough.
Most of them played their college ball at a smaller school.
Oh my God, okay? I'm so bad at this.
But not all. Not all. I think you're going to do okay. They're
we'll
big
see.
Names. You should know where these guys played at their college ball. So here we go, Cole. Let's start. I have 22 of these, by the way. We don't have to get to all of them. Number one, where did Jerry Rice play his college ball?
So I know this one because when I used to play, I don't have a console anymore, but when I used to play NCAA, like, what, 10, 11, 12, whatever the last game that I played.
I think it was 2017, 2016.
Yeah,
was
whatever, for whatever reason, I always played with Mississippi State, Valley State,
hey,
whatever it is.
Look at you.
MSVU, is that right?
That's correct, Mississippi Valley State.
I always played with them just because of Jerry. That's the only reason I even know that school exists. So
way to go, one for one.
All right, can we end it now? I'm undefeated.
Here's another easy one, Cole. I know you know that. I'm buttering you up with the easy ones first, okay? Where did Barry Sanders play his college ball? Oh, no.
Barry Sanders.
Not to be confused
with
Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, thanks, Monica. Was that Monica? I don't want to
throw Nutt?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Was it Oklahoma?
No.
Barry Sanders. I think it was Oklahoma.
He was not a Sooner.
Oh, God. Michigan State?
Oh, he's the all-time leading rusher in the NFL.
I know. For whatever reason, I'm blanking on his college. I'm not looking at the stream. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, stream, don't help. Don't help. Dan?
I swear it's Oklahoma. No, it was not. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank here on Barry.
Well, you were in the right state.
Oh!
You just didn't say state. He played at Oklahoma State.
Oh, my gosh. Do I get half credit for that?
No, you do.
Oh, my gosh.
Half credit? What is that?
I had the state left off. I was dead sold that he played at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah. Here we go, Cole, with number three. You're 1-1. Where did Brett Favre play his college ball?
Brett Favre. Brett Favre played at a small. Brett Favre played Southern Miss.
Correct. Right? Southern Miss.
It was
way
on. It was up there somewhere. I had to pull it out.
Way to go. Here's an easy one, Cole. You should know this one. Where did Ray Lewis play college ball?
Oh, yeah, that one's easy. The U, baby.
The U.
Right.
The U. All right, you've got. You've gotten three out of four correct. Here's where it gets a little tougher. How about LaDainian Tomlinson?
LaDainian Tomlinson played in Texas. Right? You might not can say Texas.
I'll give you that. He played in Texas.
He did play in Texas.
He was in Texas.
The only reason I know that, LaDainian, he's a Texas guy. Not SMU. TCU?
Correct. He played his college ball at TCU.
I was going to say SMU or Texas Tech or TCU,
way
one of the three.
You're killing this game.
So
all
far.
Right. Here's where it gets tougher.
Don't hype me up. I'll eventually struggle at some point.
He spent years and years and years fighting with horse's ass on television. Now he's gone solo. Where did Shannon Sharp play his college ball?
Gah. I know where his brother played, obviously, right? Let's do his brother. Can we do Sterling instead? Shannon Sharp played college football at... Oh, my God. I have no...
This is a tiny school.
Is it?
Yeah. I think they might... Are they even Division One? No, they're not Division One. That's a Division Two school.
You're kidding me.
That's a Division Two school.
Shannon Sharp played D2 football in college?
Dewey said, these are interview questions for your job. You're going to get fired.
I have no Shannon Sharp college. You know, this is weird. I was going to guess somewhere on the West Coast. But I don't know, man. I have no clue. I couldn't even begin it. It's a small D2. I have no idea.
Yep. He played at Savannah State.
Savannah State.
Probably have never heard of Savannah State.
No, I'd never heard of it. I'm guessing it's in Savannah, right?
I would assume, but then again,
is there a school
then
in
again,
Savannah,
Jackson
Georgia?
State is not in Jacksonville.
Jackson's in like Alabama or Mississippi.
Jackson State is in Alabama. Or Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State is in Alabama.
That's right.
All right, where did Kurt Warner play his college
Kurt
ball?
Warner played Kurt Warner.
Small school.
Kurt Warner
it was
played at
FCS at the time. I'll give you that much. It was FCS.
It's not a not Northern Illinois.
Hmm?
No. Tony Romo, I think, played at Northern Illinois.
Hmm?
Kurt Warner played college football? Where?
I thought you knew the NFL.
Kurt Warner. Oh, my gosh.
I will give you the word Northern.
I had that right? Northern?
I said the wrong state.
Illinois,
you said Illinois.
Northern. Yeah, I'm 90% sure I'm thinking of Romo who played at Northern. No, maybe that's wrong. Northern Iowa?
Correct.
Is that right?
He played at Northern Iowa.
Now I'm wondering, am I right on Romo? Northern Iowa.
Where
you're kidding me.
Did Tony Romo play college?
Northern Illinois. It was something with Illinois or...
Tony Romo went to Eastern Illinois.
Eastern Illinois.
But yeah, you're in the right state. You're in the right state.
So what have I got like three right, three
You've
wrong,
gotten,
something like that?
Let's see. You're 3, 4, 5, and 2 at this point. I mean, with some help.
It's
a hard game. It's a hard game. So
I'll take it.
Giving you some help where I can.
I just want to finish with a winning record here.
Very easy one, though, Colby. You ought to get this one. Where did Randy Moss play his college ball?
Randy Moss.
Pretty good wide receiver, you know.
Yeah, I heard him once or twice. Marshall, right?
Yeah,
Marshall.
The Marshall Thundering
Herd. It helps.
He was at Florida State, and wasn't he also at Notre Dame for like a cup of coffee before he got booted out? I think it was Florida State and Notre Dame, or maybe it was flip flop. Maybe it was Notre Dame then Florida State.
Did he graduate from Marshall though?
Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't remember.
Yes.
Randy Moss, man.
Where did Terrell Owens play college ball?
Oh man.
You should know this one.
My former Cowboy, former everybody.
That's your wide receiver. It's my quarterback.
Oh, God. Terrell Owens.
You don't know this one?
I'm thinking. Terrell Owens played college football at SEC school, right?
No.
No, Terrell Owens. This one's tough for some reason. I was thinking of SEC school. I have no idea where he played college.
It's an SEC school state. It's in a state that an SEC school occupies. I'll give you that much.
Not Oklahoma State.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
He played his college ball at UT
Chattanooga?
Chattanooga.
Really?
So you got it incorrect, but.
Hey. Yeah, incorrect.
All right.
Why about that?
Let's see. Maybe this one's too hard. This might be too hard, and you can. I'll give you two skips in this game. How about that?
Okay.
Two skips in the remaining.
Oh, I get two skips?
There's probably like 12 or so
left.
Where did Cooper Kupp play his college ball?
Cooper Kupp played at, I might want to skip this. Skip.
All right, that's a skip. We'll skip past
that. Are you going to tell me the answer at the end?
He played, we'll go back to that.
Okay.
Where did Aaron Donald play his college ball?
Was it Pittsburgh?
Correct.
It wasn't.
He played his college ball
at
Pittsburgh.
That's what I thought.
Way to go.
But they weren't in the ACC. They weren't in the ACC. I don't think they were in the ACC at the time. Aaron Donald.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Aaron Donald, Pittsburgh. How about that?
How about.
I got lucky with that one.
The newly engaged Travis Kelce.
Easy. Cincinnati.
There you go. Congratulations.
Yep,
you got that one correct.
That was pretty easy. Yeah.
Where did Marshall Faulk play college ball?
Oh, my God. Marshall Faulk. Did they
Rich
have college?
Eisen just told a story about hanging out on the sideline with Marshall Faulk.
Today he did?
Yeah, no, yesterday.
Yesterday. I think I missed that.
ESPN removed him from the sideline because they didn't want to see him in their shot.
I'm going to go skip on that one. I have no idea.
Skip on Marshall Faulk.
I have no idea where Marshall Faulk played
college.
Okay,
so you're out of skips.
No more skips.
You're out of skips.
What about Bayless's?
Where did Brian Dawkins play?
That's easy.
College
Clemson.
All right. Yeah, that's an easy one.
One of the best ever at Clemson. One of the best ever.
How about pretty good wide receiver, Davante Adams?
Small school. California?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. You're on the right.
Fresno State.
There you go. Yep. He's a Fresno State Bulldog.
There you go.
How about, ooh, this is a hard one, Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan.
He's only been on TV for like 11 years.
Oh, Michael. Tim Bucktooth Michael.
You can drive a Buick through his teeth.
Can I go a Florida school on this one? Can I get Florida?
You'd be wrong. You'd be wrong. You're in the wrong part of the country.
Am I really?
Yeah, not, you're a couple thousand miles away.
I don't know where Michael Strahan played college
football. All right. He played his college ball at Texas Southern.
Oh, I would have never guessed that.
Texas Southern.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. We have, how many we have left? We have about five left.
All right.
We'll go through these a little more, a little faster. How about Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh, God. Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger played college football up north. He's an up north guy. Ben Roethlisberger played college football at Diesel. Oh, my God. What am I? I can't remember where Ben Roethlisberger played college football. It's not. Oh, my gosh. I can't think of it.
He played. Okay, you got this one wrong, but he played it at Moons Over.
Ohio?
Miami, Ohio. He played at Miami of Ohio. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, you didn't know that.
Yeah, I did.
It was right here. Come on. You can't snow me like that. Where did Patrick Mahomes play his college ball?
Texas Tech.
Easy.
Yep.
How about Josh Allen?
Wyoming.
Correct. You're on a heater. Way to go.
Two in a row.
This one's easy, Cole. I will accept either answer because he actually played at two different schools. Where did J.J. Watt play college ball?
Wisconsin.
He also spent some time at Central Michigan.
God, I forget about that.
Let's see. Calvin Johnson.
Georgia Tech.
Correctamundo. And the last one on the list, Cole, Steve McNair.
Oh, my God.
This is a hard one. We're ending on a toughie.
Steve McNair played it.
Does anybody know?
Southern Cal.
No. No. He played at a state school that's not really a state.
A state school?
It's like
Washington State.
Washington State is a real state.
I'm thinking maybe you were thinking about talking about DC. I don't know. I have no idea on this one.
Alcorn State.
Oh, my God.
Alcorn State. I would have never
gotten that one.
So when we come back, Cole, we'll tally up the final total and see how Cole did in the where did they play their college ball game.
Also, Dawn Staley broke the news in the podcast that we mentioned in the Daily Wires. We'll have audio in the audio blitz at 6, but we'll touch on that. Did they hire the right coach in Mike Brown, or should it have been Dawn Staley? That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So the verdict is in. I wanted to have a winning record, Diesel, and that's all that matters. You told me during the break I did indeed have a winning record.
You
did.
Right? You did a lot better than I would have. That's for sure.
I don't know.
We had 22 players listed. I gave you two skips. So out of the 20, you got, how many do you think you got right?
I feel like I got 13 right.
You got 14.
14 right, okay.
Yeah, 14. You were 70%. That's pretty good.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
You missed Steve McNair at Alcorn State. And we have Tolos texted in. It's like crazy. It's Alcorn State. It's Alcorn State. You idiot. Who doesn't know that? It's Alcorn State. That's a hard one to get, honestly.
How did our Tolos know that without Googling?
Alcorn State. You did not get Ben Roethlisberger, who went to Miami of Ohio. You didn't get Michael Strahan, who played at Texas Southern. You did not get Terrell Owens, who played at UT Chattanooga. You did not get Shannon Sharp, who played at Savannah State. And somehow, some way, you did not get Barry Sanders at Oklahoma
State.
I drew
a blank
there. That's the one that's going to haunt you for the rest of your life.
I should have known Big Ben, too. That was tough. I don't know why I felt like I didn't know where he went. I just couldn't. I couldn't grasp it. I really couldn't.
Hey, you did well. You did really well.
All right, I have sent like 1, 2, 3, like 8 or 9 links, maybe more than the league has room for. But I don't know. We'll see. So, if you just tuned in, if you're already in a wire-to-wire fantasy league, that's great. But the news is, we had so much interest this year that we had to open a third league. So I've got all three leagues pulled up right now. The first one, 12, full. The second one, 12, full. The third one, I just opened. And if you sent in a message asking to be in the league, I think I responded to everybody. So if you do, click the link, join the league. And everybody's draft is Sunday night at 8:30. I don't know what we could do to you know, maybe a Zoom call where we can all kind of chat while we're doing the draft. That'd be a lot of fun. But if you want in the third league, text the show, 844-326-3663. Again, we're asking for a lot, we know, but this is the wire-to-wire fantasy football league. The third one will get full, I'm sure, by the end of the show today. So if you want in, you better text the show quick at 844-326-3663. And if you didn't get a link from me, just shoot me a remind text because there were a lot that came in. I think I got them all, but I'm not 100% sure. Diesel, did real quick before we run to a break, and we'll have this audio at 6 o'clock in the audio blitz. Did the New York Knicks make a mistake by hiring Mike Brown over Dawn Staley?
Mike Brown, a guy that's been in a team or two and really isn't that inspiring of a pick. I mean, you moved on from a really good coach and got yourself a solid coach. But, I mean, like, could you have done better?
So, Dawn Staley revealed in the podcast, and again, we'll have the audio for you at 6 and the audio blitz, and then Clay Hendricks at 6:22. And, by the way, Tolo takeover 8 minutes from now. Mm-hmm. Dale, can you hold 8 minutes until the Tolo takeover?
I can.
Thank you. Tolo takeover 8 minutes from right now. Right here on the Fan Upstate. A lot coming your way. We'll have a few more chances to get your upset picks in as well. He's Diesel, I'm Cole Bryson, and we'll do it, what, next, right? I don't know why I thought it was 6 o'clock for some reason, but it's time to sound off. Diesel, you ready?
You're just so excited that college football is
back. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do with my hands.
We have kickoff in 37 minutes.
What do I do with my hands? What do we do? So excited. Tolo takeover next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.